today means as much to us as every other opportunity that the community's had to give us all the care in the world. It's amazing to see how many people come out for just a local cause, and it's awesome. It touches us. We've had several occasions over the last year and a half where the community's gathered together for Jocelyn and some of the other kids in town, and it's yeah, it's overwhelming. It's hard to put words to the care that comes from people that you otherwise wouldn't really know that well on a daily basis, but when it comes to crunch time, everybody in this town's there for you. It's awesome. And we'll be looking forward to giving back to some of the other kids in town, and we'll be helping with this event next year. We did some other events as well this year, like with the strongman competition. Some people in the community put a GoFundMe page together. So all together, with the Hairathon included, like, it's just been an overwhelming show of support. I think for us and other families in need, like, the financial support that comes from these events helps, because there's so much traveling involved, being isolated up north. All our appointments are in Sudbury and Toronto. So, you know, driving to Sudbury every week, driving to Toronto, you know, once a month, it takes its toll, it's expense, it's a hardship for sure. But what's even more important, I think, than the financial aspect is that you know you're not going through this alone. There's other people in the community going through the same thing, and everybody kind of helps each other, because we all know at some point somebody's going to need help. And they're there for us. We'll be there for them. You know, we'll be there for you and you. And it's all comes around, right? And I think that's the benefit of, even though the medical needs might be lacking in this community, the benefit is that the community is there for itself. So even though there is some extenuating circumstance to create hardship, you're not going through it alone. You know that at least somebody's going to be there to have your back.